Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, GN Divas. It's Jordan here. Just wanted to drop you a little message to say that this episode of Help I Sexed My Boss was recorded out in Spain last week before the new government guidelines came in. Just wanted to let you know. Enjoy the episode.
Oh, for God's sake. Jordan. Why are you topless?
I'm just putting some after sun on. Ah, you bastard! Hang on, I won't miss that. I've fallen asleep in sun. If I come on camera, you promise not to laugh. Promise.
I can't promise anything at this stage.
Are you ready for this?
Oh my god!
I've fallen asleep. I'm showing you my timelines. Hola, and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges. Can you hear the fan in the background?
No.
No. A podcast.
Apparently fan.
Good one. The podcast where we help you. I'm not going to lie, I've had a few drinks today. The podcast. Well,
can I just give you a hint? It's the same sentence that you've done for the last 2.5 years.
The podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life, answering your 21st century questions and find. Ah, yeah, fucker.
Oh, this is going to be a long record.
Oh, God, I'm so burnt.
Mikey, put something aside for dinner for me.
No problem, pal.
Start without me.
Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas like how long should you give a mate the silent treatment and is it okay to microwave a cup of tea when it gets cold? I do that all the time. Is that okay, William? Do you put coffee
no.
in?
I don't. Well, I can't do that because my teacups have a very thin rim of platinum.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin them.
You don't want to ruin a platinum rim?
No, you don't. Love a platinum rim. Would you say you was a platinum rim kind of guy?
Every cup I have.
A platinum rimmer, there we go, from William Hanson's mouth. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally...
Oh, from my tongue,
technically. Button of God. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexed your boss? But we're not usual agony ants, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more Chateau Neuf de Pap. You're more Chateau Neuf de Crap.
Who sent that one in?
I'll be honest, Ben and I have forgotten. Oh. So credit to whoever did. We didn't come up with it. So you're in Spain.
Si. Yeah, I'm in Spain. I've been here nearly a week. I'm going back tomorrow. I'm currently in my bedroom recording. I've got Nigel and my grandma next door getting ready and we're going out for a Chinese after this. So, yeah.
Gosh.
It's been a fantastic week. I've really, really enjoyed it.
Shall we toast the Spanish?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've already started, Anna. Yeah. Let's...
For putting up with Jordan.
The Spanish.
Posse.
They're lovely people. They can't do enough for you around here. They really can't.
What are your Spanish neighbours called? Derek? Simon? Lorraine?
No, they're... hang on. Oh, what are they called?
You've probably got to go for miles until you find any Spanish.
No, Pauline and Mick, they're from Leicester.
Pauline?
What? Hey, it's... What? They're a lovely couple.
Can I just, before we talk more about Spain, aside from that hideous shirt that you are wearing...
Yeah.
Round your neck, and it's not the usual thing that we're used to seeing round your neck, is a chain. And I can't help but notice that you might potentially have copied that off someone that you and I know.
I did, right, I will go to my grave for this. I did not copy it off producer Ben. Mine's thinner. I copied it off Connell, off of normal people. Have you seen it?
No.
Right, so...
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've seen enough photos on social media. I would say, and I'm not just saying this because I prefer him to you, I think Ben's chain is a bit more authentic to Connell.
Mine's more Connell because it's thinner. I was at the Spanish market and there was this guy there. He was lovely. He's from Birmingham. And he sold me... Yeah, an all right, mate. I went, yeah, have you got any thin chains? He went, I've got just a ticket. No, he weren't. He was actually Spanish, this bloke. I went to the Spanish market. I got a Connell chain.
I think in Spain it's just called the market.
Well, I went to the Spanish market. I got a Connell chain. I got... some Ray Berries.
Is this like a game?
No.
Games. I went to the Spanish market and I got a Connell chain.
I went to the Spanish market, I got a Connell chain, some Ray Berry sunglasses and a slush puppy for €12. And I'm there trying to... I remember I had to Google mix slush puppy. How do you say mix flavours in Spanish?
Why did your neighbour want
mix flavours? Because when I like a slush puppy, I like a bit of everything in it.
Oh, mix.
Yeah. So I was trying to... I don't think they do it here in Spain. The language barrier, I was going, mix. And then I just went very British and spoke loud. I went, mix, mix, different flavours.
El Blendo.
El blend them all in. Just put a bit of each flavour. Don't matter. So I can't wait to go home and have a lie-in.
You can't wait to have a lie-in.
Yeah, I've been up at 6:30 every morning.
But you're on holiday.
I know. I've been up at 6:30 every morning. My dad's been taking me mountain biking. And my uncle Brian. Been up mountains. My uncle took me up the El Paso.
You want to go and see the police about that?
I seen two snakes as well. I shit myself. I absolutely, honestly.
Your dad...
Right, come on, this is getting a bit weird now. I mean, I seen a proper real-life snake, and you know I hate snakes. And there's a snake in the middle of the road, and the uncle pointed it out, and my dad didn't I seen it. And as I swerved round it, it moved, and I just went, ugh! Oh, I hate him.
What sort of snake?
I don't know, a bloody big thing. It weren't that big, but I seen two. And then I seen a dead one, a real-life dead one.
Well, it wasn't real-life, it was... dead by that point.
Yeah, but it's a real life dead snake. So, what else have I got to tell you? My grandma walked in my room up first night thinking it were bathroom. Oh. And then she knocked 5 minutes later and went, are you going to be much longer?
Thank God she didn't confuse you for Nigel.
Oh God, don't. Why are you getting weird? So yeah, anyway, how's your week been?
Why am I getting weird? Your family just stripped off and went into a pool.
No, they didn't strip off. They got my mum and my auntie Kath and a few others got to the bra and knickers. Oh, wait there, look what I bought as well. Forgot, hang on. Got this from the Spanish market. Make sure you're recording this, Ben.
It's just the market. So he's gone on off the wall.
Ole, 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 ole. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Dum, dum, dum. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
So you bought a sombrero. I think that's Mexico. I don't think that's Spain.
Is it?
Off the top of my... I mean, I know that there are overlaps, but I have a feeling sombreros are nothing to do with the Spanish. Ben, can you just look that up for me?
No, I think they do.
Can you take that off?
Why?
I mean, it just looks like I'm talking to a big molehill.
All right, I'm gone. Okay, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been fine, actually. Mm-hmm. Nothing particularly exciting. I've managed to sort of venture out. Although I get terribly irritated with people who don't follow the guidelines and don't wear their face masks on public transport.
Yeah, that's annoying me. They're really strict out here with it. And a few people have messaged me on Insta saying, face mask, Jordan, like, you're not allowed, you can take them off in bars, but... we've been really strict with it. We have. Actually, yeah. I've pretty much... we've just been in the villa most of the time. Mm. So,
and you're fine with masks, because having something sort of tightly pressed up against your face, you're you're fine with.
I don't, actually. It's very suffocating. I don't like it.
But I thought you were into that.
Nope, I am not. Oh, before we go to listeners' questions, actually, I want to ask you. I believe HMGN News has gone down pretty well this week, hasn't it? I told you last week. I said if you were listening, you need to watch this video. It's gone down a storm, hasn't it?
It has. Hanson Media Group Network News. Not news, as you say. Yes, I'm mortally embarrassed that it's finally gone out into the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people, even some close friends, not quite understanding why I did that as a child. But, you know, I kept out of trouble. I didn't do any silly knock-a-door run games.
Oh, yeah, that were another thing as well people talk about last week's episode. Where did HGM... So what does it stand for again?
Hanson Media Group Network News.
And tell us about it. It was something you did every month, news about your family.
Yes, it was monthly news. It was kitchen sink drama news. And because I ran a company just before HMGN called Hanson Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was on the board of directors, as was my father. He was the chairman of Hanson Incorporated, and we would have monthly board meetings in the conservatory.
Oh, God.
And I was above the chairman. I created a unique position called the Supreme Commander. And I would host these meetings in my grandfather's teaching gowns, because my grandfather was a teacher, so his university teaching gowns. And I would come in my robes, and once I had arrived, and I was 13 at the time, my father would be able to conduct the meetings, and we would organise sports days for the family. We would organise all sorts of fun and games. A Christmas show we would do. We did films eventually when I became too big for the theatre. And the theatre is what became the new studio.
You actually spent a lot of time with your mum and dad growing up, didn't you?
Yeah, in board meetings, yes.
Mm. I've never seen my parents. Oh, actually, hold on. Mum? Mum? Have you got any antihistamine, please?
She coming round.
Just reminded me. The sunburn's stinging again.
Hi, William.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. How are you?
You can. I'm very well. It's all the better to see you. Have you met Ben?
Yeah, I've met Ben before. Live show. Producer
Ben, yeah. I have indeed.
Mm.
Hello there, Ben. I'm just off to pop in the shower. We're going out for Jordan's last meal.
Yeah. Yes, and what traditional Spanish food are you having, Wendy?
We're having a Chinese.
Nice. What's your order?
Sweet and sour pork balls.
Ooh. Oh, we love them.
Girl after my own heart.
Exactly. I'll save you some.
Very
lovely
much.
To
Thank
see you.
Thank you, yes. Both. Jordan can bring them back. Bye bye.
See you later. You just reminded me talking about Mum. Oh, I've loved it this week. She can't do enough for me. The amount of eight.
She'll be pleased when you've left, though.
Yeah, no, she said last night she didn't want me to go.
Always say that, but.
The amount I have eaten. What did I say to you last week in the podcast about feeding you?
Oh, yes, that mums are feeders.
Yeah, because your mums are saying, oh, I've ate so much bed and alioli. Or is it alioli or alioli?
I don't know. However you're saying it, it's probably wrong.
Do you know what I mean, Ben? The garlic thing.
I was at school with her.
Alioli. Aioli. Is that how you pronounce it?
Aioli.
Aioli.
It's like you're saying hello to your relatives.
It's not alioli, but yeah. I've missed her. I've missed them. It's been nice. It's weird. You can still be 20-ish. And you revert.
You're 30.
I'm 30. And you revert back to type, don't you? Mum! 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 Like you're 8-year-old.
I used to get, at the start of my career, what we can call my career, and what my career has become, when people like, you know, BBC Radio Somerset would phone up to do an interview with me on queuing or something seminal. Obviously, they would phone, because I started doing etiquette when I was 17, and they would phone the landline at home, and my father would answer, and, you know, oh, you want to speak to William? Yes, one moment. And then he'd go to the bottom of the staircase and go, William! BBC Somerset! And I don't do that on the phone.
Why?
Because I don't want BBC Somerset knowing you're calling up the staircase, like we live in some sort of two up, two down in some godforsaken place like Burnley.
That's all we do in this We're not allowed to say house. That's all we do in this villa. Just shout at each other.
Oh, no, I said to my father, we've got a servant's bellboard. Use it.
Shall we go to...
Oh, by the way, I've sent you a present.
Oh.
Not to Spain. I didn't pay the postage on that.
Mm.
But it should be there for when you get back. We're very close, and you know, I know everything that's going on in your life. So I've sent you something that I think will help.
Oh, nice.
Pleasure. It's something I send to all friends in a similar position.
Tell me more.
No, you'll find out tomorrow, maybe Saturday when it arrives.
I'm not kinky, so if it's anything like that, it's going straight back.
I think you'd have to have a pretty twisted mind to use this in a kinky way.
Ah, you fuck bastard! Oh, I'm so clammy. This sunburn. I reckon you could fry an egg on my belly right now. Okay, let's go to the listeners' questions, please, William Hanson.
Oh, excuse me. Don't skip over the best bit of the whole thing.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, go on. It's time for William's wacky word of the week. Do it.
It's time for William's wacky word of the week.
Okay.
It's a noun,
mm-hmm.
and it's effleurage.
Ooh,
effleurage.
Effleurage.
And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think effleurage, what is it again?
Effleurage.
Effleurage means a large number of people.
A large number of people, no. It's the use of gentle, circular hand movements in a massage. So if I put my hands on your body, which I wouldn't do at the moment in its condition.
No one's touching it.
I gently did that. Now, we get lots of people asking where you can buy the D from. So we're going to have a big D push. We've made it very easy for people. If you just go to sexedmyboss.com/buy the D or click on buy the D on sexedmyboss.com, you'll be able to get it from there. So if you struggle to find the D wherever you are, it can come to the far corners of your premises. And just click on that link on our website.
Thank you. William Hanson, first question, please.
Well, it's from Anonymous, so we can't say who this is from. Dear William, Jordan, and Producer Ben. Producer Ben is now hyphenated in this email, which is interesting. There's no hyphen in Producer Ben.
He is real.
So. No, hyphen, darling, hyphens aren't inverted. You just did the inverted commas thing.
Oh,
hyphen is the like the minus sign.
Oh.
Like Producer hyphen Ben.
Do you know when I knew we were going to have a problem with him? Was when he changed his Insta handle to @producerben. For hang on, who's the talent here?
Dear William Jordan and Producer hyphen Ben, I have always wanted to undergo rhinoplasty. I firmly decided on it 3 years ago, and now I'm in my early 20s. I decided this is the time to get it done. Mm-hmm. During my research, my dad told me to ask my aunt for any recommendations and tips and her experience. My aunt has obviously had quite a lot of facial work done.
Did you say tips then? Did you say tips?
Sorry?
Tips. We have P.
Tips.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Right, okay, I'm with you.
Probably including her nose, yet she will reject any claims that she's had any cosmetic correction. In addition to this, I do not have the closest relationship with her, as we didn't see each other for a few years due to a family conflict. But I've seen her a couple of times in recent years. I wouldn't normally ask her, but my dad mentioned that she might be willing to contribute financially towards the procedure. So, what is the etiquette of politely asking an aunt who denies having had cosmetic surgery and who I am not particularly close to about rhinoplasty? Many thanks, Anonymous.
First of all, what on God's green earth is rhinoplasty? What the f...
Cosmetic surgery involving a rhino.
Is it? Do you get a rhino's arse taped to your face?
You've had that done. That'll explain it.
I'm trying not to swear it. What the bloody hell is rhinoplasty?
It's a nose job.
Oh, what?
If you... Actually, before we answer the question from Anonymous, if you had to have... If money was no object and pain was no object, is there anything... Would you have work done on your ears?
My ears? What's wrong with my ears? I've got little ears.
Yeah. Would you not have anything done to them?
No, if I had anything done, it would probably be... All right, I've had a good holiday. I'd probably have my belly, a tummy tuck.
You haven't got a stomach.
Oh, bloody have. I have.
Where would you
this.
Tuck it?
I don't know.
Said the actor to the drag queen.
What would you have done?
I'd have a hair transplant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, right, somebody very close to me has had cosmetic surgery.
Your dad?
My mum. She has Botox every 6 months.
That's not cosmetic surgery.
Can I ask you this? You've
had
Botox.
Last week.
Tuesday. Oh, my God, you've had Botox, haven't you?
Once or twice.
You have? Can I ask you something here?
Yes.
I forget you. How often do you have Botox?
Twice a year.
Yeah, my mum gets it done every 6 months. Second thing is, I know I talk about her a lot, darling, but your mum...
No, she's never had anything done.
Really?
I absolutely promise you.
She's such a glamorous, pretty lady. You promise?
Hand on heart, that I know of, she's never... No, she's never had anything.
But would she tell you if she did?
Oh, yeah, she's for as long as I've known her, about 30 years now, for as long as I've known her, she's always talked about whether she should get Botox.
No, she doesn't need it.
She doesn't know I've had Botox.
Have you not told your mum you've had Botox?
No.
I know, look at that forehead. Could land a jumbo jet on that.
That's before the Botox.
You don't need... Right, first of all, to anonymous question, I really don't think you need Botox under the age of 30. I don't think you need Botox.
They're not asking for Botox, they're asking for a nose job. Without seeing your nose, Anonymous, I don't really know quite how to comment. But I think... The trouble is, if you have an aunt who is denying that she has cosmetic surgery, you can't really ask her directly about it, but you could say, oh, I'm thinking of having a nose job because da-di-da-di-da, and see if she volunteers any information. But if she doesn't, then you've got to leave it and move on.
Yeah, I agree. And another thing is, like, I also think as well, you should never ask someone if they've had surgery. I think it's a really personal question. I'm quite rude.
Yeah, I would agree. Ben?
Of course.
If you could pick anything, would you pick anything? No, I thought that everyone wants something done or isn't happy with... Would Ben have a rhinoplasty?
Ben, you've got a... No, he's saying his nose.
You've got a gorgeous nose.
Can we just
give... slightly curved. Ben's got a curved one.
I'm going to put this on for the record. He's definitely the best-looking person on this podcast. Would you agree?
After me.
Would you agree?
You see, and that's where he becomes unattractive, is his lack of modesty.
And this is what he does, right? When we go on tour, he literally walks round the audience with a top on saying, I'm producer Ben. And then loads of people come up to him coat.
He has a change of clothes. He comes on at the end of Act 1 in one outfit.
I forgot!
He comes on in Act 2 in a different outfit.
I forgot, right? Ben actually has a costume for when we go on tour. By the way, we're going on tour in 2021. You can get your tickets, sexwithmybus.com. When we come on tour, me and William are like stressing what to wear. Ben comes in changing room, starts getting nervous before the show as well, and puts a shirt on. It's like, why are you putting a shirt on?
He spends longer in makeup than I do. Our next question comes from Hamish. Dear William and Jordan, help! My brother's, no apostrophe, boyfriend gave me my first post-lockdown haircut.
Oh. Years ago. Why did you pause then? In that split second or so. So was he, by the sounds of it.
He is a qualified barber. I'm sure my brother can attest to how good he is with his hands, but it's a dreadful haircut. He seems to have been very lazy and completely ignored what I asked for on top. On top of all that, I gave him £20. And rather than...
He charged you!
And rather than just give me £5 change, he said, I'll take it off your next one. I always thought, as it's basically family, it's just something one does to help out. I want to go back to using a proper barber shop, but don't know how to tell him. What should I do? Kind regards, Hamish.
Well, this is a great question. First of all, Hamish, I was brought up by Wendy that we heard before. You never charge family. I think we've talked about that before.
Yes.
Haven't we? And you've disagreed.
Well, it depends what you're doing.
I mean, if you're selling a car, then fair enough. But yeah, my mum hates it if me and my brothers, like, charge each other for stuff, like a shirt or something. So that's...
We'll talk about this another time. My bedroom was also a library as a child, and if people took a book out and didn't bring it back on time, I did fine them. So I would charge them in that regard.
Yeah, but this is why wealthy people are wealthy, because they are tight with the money. It's a well-known fact. It's like getting blood from a stone. I had a really rich mate at school, richest lad in school. Don't know why he were mates with me. Right? And I went round his mum and dad's for a chippy tea, and they charged me. They took £2.50 off me. Honest to God.
Okay, well, that is...
Honest to God.
I mean, had you broken something?
No, we got a chippy.
And you sat on a chair and it broke or something?
And his dad said to me, have you got £2.50 for yours, Jord? I was like... And I did. I had a bit of my mum give me a fiver.
Is that how much fish and chips would cost in your neck of the woods? £2.50?
Back then, yeah. Maybe. Back then, yeah. I would say so. I'm not that old.
£2.50, good God.
I were gutted as well, because my mum gave me a fiver, and with that I was going to get 10 Lambert and a bottle of Glen's vodka.
And age six, that was really going some.
But where...
No, in answer to Hamish's dilemma, I would say you'd probably need to go and get something a bit more specialist done at the hairdressers. So you could sort of say, oh, well, I didn't go to you because I was having a perm, or I needed a bit of colour, something that your brother's boyfriend can't actually do at home, and so that's a nice, reasonable excuse. You don't actually have to have had a perm. You could just say you had a perm and it didn't work, but whatever.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. And it's always awkward getting your hair cut by... To be honest, it's a reason why I've never gone down there. From what I gather, one of my best friend's fiance is a really good hairdresser, but she keeps saying she wants to cut my hair all the time, and I'm like, no, I'm very fussy with my hair. So I'd avoid that and come up with a good excuse, like William says. And has anyone, right, this is why I've got a good hairdresser, big shout out to Panny, great lad, who cuts my hair. He actually listens to me. Nothing worse. If you're a barber or a hairdresser, listen to your client, okay? I can tell I've had a vodka. Has anyone ever got an haircut? I've asked hairdressers this and they've said it no. They've ever got their haircut, you hate it, but when they put that mirror up back of your head, you just go, yeah, it looks cracking that. Cheers, pal. Has anyone actually, any barbers listening or hairdressers, get in touch. Has anyone actually said to you, because I know a barber who's, my mate's a barber, and he's like, he's been out on piss on a Friday, yeah, got in at 4 in the morning, got into work at 9, cut hair, and he said it's some of the worst hair jobs I've done, and they've all gone, yeah, smashing that. Has anyone actually ever turned around and went, no, I don't like it? Get in touch. Next question.
This next question is from Jess. It's coming to us at help@sexwithmyboss.com.
My belly's actually sweating now. Look, I've got Sudocrem on it, and it looks like...
Are we able to go longer than 2 minutes where it doesn't have to be about you? Dear William and Jordan, I'm having difficulty explaining to my rather nosy friends and family what my relationship status is. I have been seeing this gentleman for just under a year. At first, it was a bit of fun, but things have since become more serious. I have discussed this with him at great length, and we have decided that a natural progression into a relationship is best for both of us due to complicated relationship histories. His more than mine. At present, we have decided we don't need to label what we have. However, my friends and family don't understand this and think he's taking advantage. I know this isn't the case, as I've explained my fears about this to him, and he's made it very clear that this is not the case. I'm the happiest I've ever been with someone, but the opinions of my friends and family do bring out my insecurities, and it does lower my mood. I'm a 24-year-old adult capable of making adult decisions. I guess what I'm asking is a label a requirement? Or should I just tell them it's none of their business? That's the wrong use of their FYI, Jess. I'm happy, so why should it matter to anyone else? Thank you for the advice in advance. I love the show and can't wait to see you live.
It is always a bit awkward when your mum and dad want to know about your relationship status. I think basically, what was she called? Jess. Basically, Jess. I think everything you've written in that letter that you've told us, you just need to tell to your mum and dad. Because you've put it perfectly. And I think you need to say, look, I'm happy. Don't want to put labels on it. We started off as a bit of fun. Probably, how would you word it better to your mum and dad? We were just shagging to start out with. And then...
we just went on a few coffee dates.
And then, yeah. Yeah. Did your mum and dad ever used to ask you about your relationship status?
No.
When you were single?
No.
No, mine don't. They appreciate I'm a private person.
And I think, Jess, look, as long as you are happy and he is happy, that's fine. But I would say that the danger is that, you know, after about 5 years, you still haven't put a label on it. And I can only speak for what I would want to do, but I would want to have a label on that after 5 years. A year maybe is okay. But I think when we start to approach 18 months to 2 years, if there has not been any further conversation about it or discussion, or we haven't edged closer towards it, that's up to you to review that. But the easy option is to say nothing. But as long as you do what is right for you and what's right for you both, you should be okay. But yes, just explain it. Be adult. Treat your parents like adults. They shall treat you like an adult. Dear William and Jordan, I'm writing to you from a very busy train. I'm currently on my way to Preston from Birmingham.
Oh.
That's quite the journey. And I'm starting to become peckish. As I look into my lunchbox, I wonder how on earth can I eat this banana without removing my mask? Do I pull it down or fold it up? Which would mean covering my eyes and eating a banana blindfolded. A bit like one of your novelty acts in Spain. Something I only would expect Jordan to do whilst tied up with his dressing gown belt.
How did you know about Banana Bill? Honestly, the places he can put a banana and pull it out from, it's amazing. And for €2, that's all he charges.
Get some fish and chips in Burnley for that. So my question is, what is the etiquette of eating on public transport while wearing a mask? Hope you are well. Lots of love. Beth. In Staffordshire.
Oh, that's a great question, Beth. I don't think...
Well, I believe, I can only speak for the TfL regulations, living in London, but I believe you are allowed to slightly remove your mask in order to eat or drink. But I think by definition, by eat, we don't mean a full course meal. It just means like the odd mint or a piece of chocolate or a crisp, perhaps, is fine. A banana, maybe you could do it chunk by chunk rather than putting it in whole. But maybe you could eat a banana... in private.
No, I got the train back home recently and I got a little snicky snacky snoo and I pulled my mask down and had it that way but then put it back up. And can I just say, right, please don't be one of those people that wears the mask on the chin. Why wear a mask on your chin? Why go into a shop with a mask? Wear your mask properly is what I'm trying to say, because it is annoying. See, people with masks around the chin. What's the point in that? But yeah,
you imagine what Jordan says in the bedroom. I want you to put it over my nose. I want you to put it over my mouth. I want to not be able to breathe.
God, the world we live in. Did you think this time last year we'd be talking about how to eat a banana on a train?
No, so think what we'll be talking about this time next year. So, Gene Devers, if you want any fruit-related questions solved, then you can always tweet us or follow us on Instagram. We're at SexedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SexedMyBoss.com. Or you can write to me. I haven't literally had any handwritten letters this year so far, but the address is on our website, SexedMyBoss.com.
I feel like I've got prickly heat now. I think I'm getting prickly heat. Ugh.
Certainly got the first syllable.
Oh, I'm not even joking. I've got...
Right, you go and slather yourself in Vera, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, William. Thank you, Bear.
That's doing it for Ben. Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.